Juneau likes to bill itself as an arts town. The city owns two venues downtown, Centennial Hall and the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, or JAC, both managed by the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. Executive Director Nancy DeCherney says the JAC is workable, but not ideal. The building is actually a 60-year-old former National Guard armory.
It's obviously an old gymnasium. There are no dressing rooms. We're going to be doing a play up here, so let me show you what they use for dressing spaces.
That's a former munitions vault, packed with chairs and the remnants of past shows. Performers have to keep their costumes in boxes along the wall and take turns changing. And then there's the smell. Even though the air has passed inspection, there are artists that won't display their work in the gallery and singers who won't perform there.
So, I mean, yes, we're making do, but this is perhaps not on the level with the quality of things we'd like to be able to offer people.
Planning and fundraising for a new JAC has been underway for years. Across the parking lot is Centennial Hall. When big acts like Norah Jones and the Alaska Folk Festival come to town, this is where they play. Kathleen Harper is the house manager. The building's HVAC system is aging. She says that makes the building temperature unpredictable and results in a lot of extra costs.
The electric bill for here is like jaw-dropping. We spend upwards of $10,000 a month on electric alone.
Harper says the sound system and lighting also need updates. In addition to basic maintenance, neither facility has a permanent theater or stage. The Juneau Symphony performs at one of the high schools. So with two aging venues in need of upgrades, the Juneau Assembly approved three ballot measures for the public to decide what the priorities should be. The first proposition asks whether to approve a 2% increase to the hotel bed tax for 15 years. The city plans to use the money earned for improvements to Centennial Hall. Next, Proposition 2 asks voters if the city should issue up to $7 million in bonds to raise about $400,000 a year for additional upgrades to that building. And finally, Proposition 3 would provide a $4.5 million grant from the city for the new JAC, paid for from sales tax revenue. But whether the city should help fund a new arts and culture center with a 300-seat theater and a 5,000-square-foot main hall is a matter of debate.
This has nothing to do with whether or not it would be nice to have a new JAC. The question is, who ought to pay for it?
That's Denny DeWitt, chair of Worried Juneau Taxpayers, a group campaigning against Proposition 3. Central to DeWitt and other opponents' concerns is the confusing language used on the ballot. Rosemary Hagevig is another member of the group.
There's a serious math problem here, and I'm not sure the way that it's been done in the public process that the public really has a clear understanding of what's going on.
A lot of that confusion comes down to the fact that the Assembly approved three separate ballot questions asking voters whether to fund upgrades to two city arts venues through three different types of funding mechanisms. Even the ballot measure supporters admit it's confusing. Minta Montalbo is the campaign manager for the local group advocating for the passage of Proposition 3.
They're just plain confusing, and I know the Assembly worked really hard to make it not so, but it's confusing to explain all of these different financing structures.
Montalbo says she and the other new JAC supporters see the two buildings as intertwined in supporting Juneau's arts community. That's why passing all three propositions would be the ideal outcome.
The fact of the matter is these projects were designed to complement each other. The Centennial Hall has certain audiences that need those services, and JAC has other audiences.
The new JAC is projected to cost more than $26 million to build. Supporters say they've raised about 20% of that so far, but Montalbo says a city contribution opens up paths for them to apply for matching funds from national and state foundations. That doesn't persuade Denny DeWitt. He thinks the propositions are needlessly confusing and could put unfair burden on taxpayers.
We don't need to think of the taxpayers as the local bankers for this project.
Whatever happens, if all of the propositions pass, don't pass, or some do and some don't, the Juneau Assembly ultimately has discretion to appropriate whatever money is raised as it sees fit. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.